Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Even if it doesn't appeal to your particular taste, you probably still consider French cuisine the pinnacle of fine dining. Marianne Tebben, associate professor of French at Bard College at Simon's Rock, explains how French cooking attained such lofty status.
Last year, UNESCO recognized French gastronomy as part of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity, an inextricable part of French identity. And the dish that most closely reflects national identity in French literature? You might be surprised to learn it's not an ethereal soufflé or an elaborately sauced creation. It's not pommes frites and most definitely not French fries. What is it? The pot-au-feu, boiled beef with vegetables. From Madame de Sévigné to Flaubert to contemporary authors, pot-au-feu is tied to the feminine or the maternal, she who tends the pot on the hearth. But it can also be celebratory, as in a 20th century novel about a French gastronome who wins an international competition with a pot-au-feu served with foie gras and veal stock. The pot-au-feu is a culinary manifestation of the French motto Liberté, Égalité, Fraternité. Its liberté lies in its mutability, as it is open to variations in ingredients and adaptable to high and low cuisine. There is a version of pot-au-feu for every region of France, from the Poté in Lorraine to, arguably, Bouillabaisse in Marseille. It is accessible to all classes, its égalité, and it encourages family and friends to share a meal bathed in the glow of the metaphorical hearth, its fraternité. Last year's UNESCO award does not canonize a specific dish or technique, but is an appreciation of the experience of convivial eating, the pleasure of the table, that French cuisine encourages and fosters. French food and French literature, as a manifestation of the French identity and cultural imagination, is not a matter of complicated, fanciful, or intimidating dishes. In literature, as at table, truly French food draws the diner into a shared experience meant to be savored.
That was Marianne Tebben of Bard College at Simon's Rock. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France, and a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your mind.